Scott O'Shea, WealthWire.com, Final Days Report, episode 342. Wealth, we finally got the admission from Bill Gates of nanotech that self-assembles. We're going to dive deep into it. Found some research on 5G in connection to self-assembling nanotech. And also, I really want to talk a bunch of solutions as well. But if you follow our ministry, we've been all over this nanotech in the devil juice as the days of Noah, DNA defilement, devil juice. Wrote a book a couple years ago, Seal What Is Open, that primes the fourth beast system that is iron, graphene, oxide, mix, and clay. You. The only reason why I was all over this nanotech, this mind controlism, optogenetics, transhumanism agenda is via dreams. It's not by my wisdom that I started to investigate all this nonsense. But again, we've been all over this technology and this depopulation agenda a long, long time ago. When you really dive deep into SEAL 1 and look at Bo, it means toxin. And then when you look at coronavirus and corona, it's literally managing the world via pharmakia. Pharmakia is sorcery. But let's play this video. This encapsulates what's going on. And I want you to pay close attention. I think his name is Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, talking about in developed countries, the population being lost, being, declining. And that's a good thing for AI and robotics. That's the agenda. That is flat out the agenda. You need to peel it back to the Deagle report that we always talk about, the think tank that said Western nations, some of them, are going to lose up to 80% of their population by 2025. Are they on their timeline? I'm not sure, but let's roll this.
When the COVID vaccines were first being distributed to the public, the vaccine inserts were intentionally left blank, because they were never safe and effective. And for those who did their own research, they were discovered to be deadly. The Moderna patent for this mRNA technology stated that they contain self-assembling lipid nanoparticle technology. And now that an estimated 600 million doses have been administered to the US public, Bill Gates admits this.
Making the mRNA is really easy and really cheap. And that's the magic of this thing. But there's no doubt in the next 5 years, we can, you know, we just need to mess around. There's a lot of lipid nanoparticles, and some are very self-assembling. There's no inherent reason it's not thermal stable, it's not cheap, and it's not scalable. And so as over the 5 years, we fix that part of it, mature it, which is very typical, we'll be able to build factories worldwide that can make $2 vaccines with even less lead time than we've had to have here during this pandemic.
Bill says these mRNA shots can easily be programmed to administer any type of spike protein pathogen. And the Moderna patent lists several, over 100 pathogens that can be control released over time so that deaths will appear to be random and mysterious. Those injected are understandably having a hard time accepting this reality. And while they are busy trying to figure out where all the heart attacks, turbo cancer, and neurological disease is coming from, they are being told that it's due to climate change and that regular pandemics are to now be expected. During the rollout of the experimental shots, mainstream media pundit Chris Cuomo pushed for vaccine passports and attacked vaccine hesitancy.
How are they going to know who's vaccinated? You just said they showed the card. That's not the answer. The answer is a vaccine passport. Part of the reason that you're seeing what you're seeing in Florida is because of vaccine hesitancy.
Cuomo is now claiming to be injured from the vaccines.
So today, the New York Times released an article that's getting a lot of play that says that there are thousands of people who say they're still suffering side effects, they believe, from the vaccine. We know that vaccines can have unintended consequences, aka side effects, but nobody's really talking about it because they're too afraid of blame and they just want it to go away. But the problem is people like Sean and me and millions of others who still have weird stuff with their blood work and their lives and their feelings, you know, physically, are not going away.
And he is saying we need a 9/11 style commission to figure it all out.
You need to have a 9/11 style commission to figure out what worked and what didn't and what questions need to be answered, because it's not over. So not only are we not set up for the next pandemic, and there will be one, but we're not treating people, millions of people, who still have problems from the last one.
Cuomo assures us that there will be another pandemic, and this does seem to be the one sure thing in today's uncertain times. The released notes on the current discussions of the WHO pandemic treaty are all about profit margins. Disease X is coming. The US dollar is beyond saving, but while it still has a heartbeat, there are billions to be made by another fake pandemic. And the CEO of BlackRock, Larry Fink, is saying that because of artificial intelligence, continuing the depopulation agenda is a good thing.
I could argue in the developed countries, the big winners are countries that have shrinking populations. The social problems that one will have in substituting humans for machines is going to be far easier in those countries that have declining populations.
So long as we the people do nothing, the outcome is predictable. We will be slaves to a bureaucratic, non-human system run by machines. And if we want to remain human and save our souls, then we had better stop being complacent audience members and start getting involved. Pfizer whistleblower Dr. Michael Yeadon recently said the obvious: without an insurrection, we can expect a new event that will trigger a digital ID connected to a digital currency and a wave of fake pandemics with mandated shots until the population reaches their desired levels. And as long as we remain stubbornly divided, we don't stand a chance. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
I mean, it's biblical, right? This beast system mixing iron and clay, graphene oxide in you. And ultimately, this whole thing is mind controlism. They want to steal your soul. They want you as pets. They want you dead, but those of you that survive, they want you as slaves and as pets. They're trying to reprogram you. All right. I started doing research about nanotech again, and how does it self-assemble? And there's a bunch of papers that say, hey, it just does it on its own. But then I found this interesting, really well-researched article. It probably needs and deserves its own podcast, from the Civilian Intelligence Network.ca. And it was fascinating. Here's the headline: mRNA plus 5G plus graphene oxide equals neurochip. And this was the last part of the statement. There are two fundamentals people are missing. Without 5G, there is no functioning vaccine. With 5G, anything imaginable becomes fuel for the vaccine. But let's read a little bit of their findings that I thought was interesting. And again, this was it was almost like a white paper. There are research articles indicating that this clathrin protein can be used for remote monitoring using the Internet of Things, which Vitaliano himself invented. Although they have the capacity to monitor the brain at high EMF frequencies, probably monitor, and we've proven they can plant memories and erase memories, smaller electromagnetic frequencies such as a table lamp can activate them. What does this mean? When I read this, it reminds me of how they changed the light bulbs, changed the TV. Everything is everything part of this beast system? They can be activated with smaller ELF frequencies, and your brain cells can be controlled, but you still require higher EMFs to send the message back remotely. Without high EMFs, they cannot monitor you and your brain functions, monitor and probably influence. The frequencies that are delivered by magnetic fields produced by 5G solenoids or COVE-FIFI boxes, magnetic fields produce what are called extremely low frequencies, or ELFs. These ELF waves cannot travel very far on their own, 1 meter. But when combined with them, with a high electromagnetic frequency EMF, which can travel 1,500 meters, you now have what is called a modulating wave, a high EMF and low ELF capable of traveling 1,500 meters directly to your phone, router, EV, etc. So this is turning you into the Internet of Bodies, the Internet of Brains. Now, I've played this in a short on most of my channels, this nanotech, and again, We did a podcast about how they were putting nanotech in the food and in the water. So even if you haven't had the as of days of Noah Devil juice, chances are you could be breathing it in from the chemtrails they're dumping on us in our water and everything else. Put nanotech in water at sjwellfire.com to check it out. But globalhealing.com, I do really respect Dr. Group, his work. He's new agey. I don't think he's a Christian, so pray that he gets saved. But he does have good supplements. And he really pushes a lot of things that he doesn't even sell. So I set up an affiliate relationship with him. Anything that you purchase at globalhealing.com, use code SJWellfire for a discount. But he's going to mention boron and borax to potentially neutralize the nanotech in all of us, probably. And I've been trying borax. You need to do your research and due diligence. It's a little bit more toxic than salt. So you use just a little pinch like salt, and I put it in my water. And people, I was reading comments on a bunch of videos. People are using it for many, many different things to treat like their arthritis. And you know, when the system hates it, maybe there's some truth behind it. But let's play this video.
One of the reasons we started talking about boron really was because I had somebody reach out to me and send me a video. It was a whistleblower that had been working on nanotechnology for black op projects that no one even knew about. And this video, when I played it, he said, my team has been working on this nanotechnology, this transhumanism agenda. We've been working on these microbe robots that are going to be introduced into the body. And he said, the thing that we're finding that will neutralize a lot of these things is borax. And then all of a sudden, the video disappeared. I couldn't find it. I still to this day don't know how that happened. And that was it. And I just kind of, you know, put that on the back burner until COVID happened and I was part of the COVID task force. And then we started really finding out what was in all these bioweapons.
All right, I just want to play another video talking about borax. Let's roll it. And baking soda.
The other thing about borax, too, is it pulls things out of the body. You can look into the borax foot baths and all those things, but borax will pull things out of the skin. You get into like nanos and all the Morgellons and all those weird things that they're trying to put into food and everything else. They don't like borax. They definitely don't like borax. And they don't like baking soda. They don't like high pH. That's for sure. So you can pull things out of the skin with baking soda and borax. So if you think about it, if you're showering daily or whatever, however many times you shower, if you're using borax and baking soda, you can cleanse the skin and cleanse things out of the body. First, we can do different types of things with salt. We can do different stuff with carbonated ash, which is another great one. You know, soda ash, that's actually what it's called, soda ash. That's another great one. You can use soda ash for your laundry too. You can use borax for your laundry. You can use baking soda for your laundry. You can use everything derived from salt. Salt can clean everything. And they used to use salt to clean everything back in the day. They just started coming up with all types of chemicals and weird things with like 1,000 ingredients because, you know, there's money in that. That's what it is. There's money in that. That's for sure.
I got to tell you, I would have a body odor problem. And granted, I was heavier when I was working a white-collar job. In the afternoon, I would have BO. And probably 3 or 4 of my family members have the same BO, body odor, you know, under the pits type of an issue. And I would have to bring a stick of Lady's Secret, the only deodorant that worked for me. And I tried a ton of them. I even had prescribed deodorants to tackle my armpit odor. And the only one that semi-worked was Lady's Secret. But I had to bring Lady's Secret to work. I'd have to wash my pits. I mean, it was just a train wreck. I mean, I could smell myself. And when I hug relatives and some family members, reek. Some of them reek. Well, I saw a video of somebody that just used baking soda for deodorant. And I can go 4 or 5 days without smelling. So there's something about, I mean, you should never have to buy a stick of deodorant ever again. Use baking soda. Another family member uses salt in the pits who had a problem, and she no longer has body odor issues. All right, I thought this was interesting as well about mouthwash. check this out. So get rid of your mouthwash.
If you use mouthwash, so 2 out of 3 Americans use mouthwash, and there's 2 out of 3 Americans that have an unsafe elevation in blood pressure. So we took normal, healthy individuals. We gave them mouthwash for 7 days and then stopped the mouthwash. 4 days later, we brought them back. 7 days after starting mouthwashes, in some cases, we saw a 26-millimeter increase in blood pressure.
Whoa.
So the only thing we did was kill the microbiome.
And mouthwash and their blood is available pressure. To everybody.
Yeah. I mean, 200-something million Americans that wake up every morning and use it. Mouthwash completely kills the oral microbiome, shuts down nitric oxide production. That leads to an increase in blood pressure, erectile dysfunction, and early onset of Alzheimer's.
We're not told any of this. Now, another solution that we talked in Final Days Report episode 341 about the WHO pandemic, talking about the weaponized bird flu. And personally, I think the nanotick in us, they can hit us with certain frequencies and just cause disease. We've proven the patents on that technology. But check out this VCAS. I go into hydrogen peroxide. And then also MMS. Take a look at MMS. I did not mention this in this VCAS, but this is the product that missionaries would take to different villages throughout the world and claim this thing actually provided many, many miracles. So do your homework on MMS and it's chlorine dioxide. Basically, the medical system hates MMS or chlorine dioxide. So you have hydrogen peroxide and you have chlorine dioxide. I just want to read Straight Talk on MMS. S is a TV-style interview show that focuses on MMS, chlorine dioxide, phenomena by interviewing experts in the field. The goal of the show is to enlighten the public about this revolutionary discovery by Jim Humboldt. Now, what's interesting is the videos in this article I found were all pulled. So when they pull the videos, they don't want you to know about it. But check out MMS for different ailments. I have a bottle and I use it once in a while. All right. So we're talking solutions. The most important solution, obviously, is the Word of God. And I just find it interesting, Ezekiel 47:12, and the leaf thereof for medicine, right? God gave us the herbs and the leaves for medicine. Revelation 22, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Now, I'm quoting this because this woman, I'm going to play a video. She says she's 141 years old and she eats the herbs. She has this interesting planting cycle via the moon. I'm not sure where that comes from, but she quotes scripture and she has no stress and she's 141 years old. Would I want to live 141 years old? Probably not, but you can tell she's fit and well-spoken. Now, the other bit is the power of prayer, James 5:15, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Now the church I go to, the pastor was on dialysis, and they had people pray for him. The elders of the church sat around, laid hands on him, and prayed for him, and he was off dialysis. It was quite a miracle. Even the doctors were surprised with that miracle. So miracles can happen. And then the other thing too is the spirit of infirmity, demonic strongholds. I've heard so many testimonies once people became saved and were able to rid of demons, especially like sleep paralysis, depression, all sorts of different ailments, getting rid of demonic strongholds, you know, fasting, rebuking any generational curses, any sins that you've committed, forgiveness. You might have some demonic strongholds. So God provided the herbs and leaves of the earth. There's the prayer. Have elders pray for you. Get rid of your habitual sin. And ultimately, maybe you have a spirit of infirmity. And also, hey, maybe you're being put through a trial, right? Without being tried, you will not have a testimony. But I want to play this video of this lady. It's pretty interesting. 141 years old. Let's roll it.
My age is 141 years old now.
You are 141 years old?
Right now.
So is your medicine make you live so long?
I mean, I have no sugar. I mean, I have no pressure. I mean, I have no heart attack. I mean, I have no pain. Yeah, I know my farm. I do everything said. Well, I work with the moon. And the moon is that give you, like, when the moon is kind of full and the new moon, it's try to prepare your herbs, and before the moon full, then you will boil your herbs. So I work with humanity. I'm a healer through the power of the Most High. So I heal through the herbs and water. So no matter what the problem you have, there is something in the herbs for you. Because the Most High said, if the leaves of the tree are healing of the nation. You understand what I mean? So then we must attain ourselves to the herbs. Yeah, and the herb will heal us. Cramp, pain, and all of them something, the bad stomach. Because look, in year 2002, the doctor diagnosed me with cancer. Say, I have cancer. And say, if me, he said, go cut me. And if me not cut me, not live longer than 6 months. I may prove him wrong with my medicine. Me not have no cancer. Because guess what? We all born with cancer cells. So when you say you have cancer, you're supposed to find the cause before the cure. What's the cause? Yes, just bought something and burn up yourself.
What's the real cause, right? Now, I'm a prepper, and again, in 2008, I had a dream Russia would attack the United States, multiple dreams of China, other foreign nations, terror attacks. People laughed at me in 2008, but now all of a sudden we're on the verge of World War III. And granted, I think part of it will be scripted for this one world government, but death will be real to us. But one of the things I was disturbed about is not getting antibiotics, because I remember I saw this video like on the History Channel, this TV show, talking about, hey, if the grid went down, so many people would die from simple skin infections that they couldn't treat. Nothing would treat the skin infections because antibiotics wouldn't be around. And that always bugged me. It was always top of mind to me. Well, I had a piece of metal in my left hand. I have a scar where they pulled it out. And this was a couple years ago. Pulled out the metal chard. It was just bugging me. You know, I like to chop wood and I could just feel it in my hand. And they pulled it out successfully, stitched me up, you know, bandaged up my hand, and then all of a sudden, my hand became massively infected. This picture I'm showing does not do it justice. My whole hand was red. Like, just walking, my hand hurt. And I tried everything I could off the counter, everything that I learned on YouTube. And in my head, I wasn't thinking of an antibiotic cream. I was thinking I'd have to take a pill of an antibiotic, and I'm against that. Unless you're absolutely desperate, because it, you know, destroys your gut biome, right? So I'm praying. How do I cure my hand and not have to go and take an antibiotic, go to the hospital? I'm kind of stay away from hospitals, and I think they have a purpose, but I stay away from them. And all of a sudden, that doctor group guy says, if you've got a skin infection, and this is going to get a little gross, he said, pee, urine is antibacterial, antifungal. So I'm like, what do I have to lose? My hand's blowing up. I even saw little lines going up my arm. I'm like, am I going to get infected and have blood poisoning? So I peed on my hand, sitting down on the toilet, quickly washed it off, grossed out of my mind, went to bed. And I kid you not, the next day, the swelling went down, and it burned, by the way. The swelling went down by a third. I couldn't believe it. My pain relief was there, so I peed on my hand all day that day. Even was a little bit brave and didn't necessarily wash my hand. I was like, this thing's working. That next morning, it basically healed almost 100%. And I was praying for the Lord to solve this, and all of a sudden, Dr. Group's feed, I wasn't even subscribed to him on YouTube, hit me about urine helping out with skin disorders. So then I started doing research on it. Basically, there are pills of horse urine for multiple treatments. I guess it's called Premarin. This medication is used to help lessen symptoms of menopause and reduce the risk of heart disease, stroke, and osteoporosis. Now, there's a big drinking of urine community. I'm not going to go that far. But you do your own research. But for skin type stuff, urine, it's basically filtered blood. I had no idea it's filtered blood. It's antibacterial, antifungus, and over 3,000 compounds. And so people, I was reading their testimonies. It was quite amazing. If you have severe dandruff, people will actually wash their hair with it. pain relief, sprained ankles. My stepdad, who's a little bit older, he said his grandmother had a jar of urine to treat earaches, and it would sit. I never heard of that. Eczema. I have a family member with massive eczema that the steroids he uses splits his skin. And I'm like, you need to put this on and just try it. Because his skin gets thin with his medication. He can't get rid of it. It gives him some relief. But people were claiming their own urine. They just put it on their eczema. And it was amazing. There might be somebody out there who has massive skin issues and the modern day medication is not working. Give this a shot. Give it a shot. Try it. The old saying does not have a pot to piss in. People used to sell their urine, and it was used for tanners. They'd tan clothes with it. You know, it's just fascinating. People would clean with it. You know, old urine. So I don't know. Do your own research on that front. But I felt like I saw a minor miracle with my hand. I mean, I was starting to get scared. I was like, almost went to urgent care to destroy my gut biome. But I wasn't necessarily thinking maybe they could have rubbed some simple cream on it. All right, one thing for those of you that are listening, you know, I fractured my knee and I never did get an MRI. The doctors in my family think I pulled or tore some ligaments as well. And it's slowly coming back. This was Thanksgiving Day. I'm not 100%, but I can walk. But I got to tell you, so I don't have healthcare insurance, but I do belong to Samaritan Ministry, which is a co-op system where I pay about, I don't know, between $155 and $163 per month. And what will happen is I will pay for somebody else's need. And it's self-pay. So when I actually went to the emergency room, they billed me directly. Then I negotiated with them discounts. And what blew me away, and granted, you don't get your money right away, but what blew me away is I did not have a deductible. Because the discounts that I was able to negotiate with the hospital covered my deductible. Now, there are certain rules. You have to sign and have somebody vouch for you that you are a Christian. You have to, you know, be a Christian. But if you don't have healthcare insurance or you're looking for an alternative, check out Samaritan Ministries. They don't cover existing ailments that you might have. So that's one thing, but do your due diligence there and check it out. I mean, I was quite happy not having a deductible. When I was married, my ex-wife was paying $550 a month for medical insurance and she had a lot of medical issues, but I was just like, man, what a great deal. And the neat thing is you're with a community of Christians. So check that out, my friends. Now I want to end with a miracle. Going back to praying and faith, fasting, maybe there's a spirit of infirmity in you. But I want to end on a positive note. Ultimately, the good book says, right, the leaves, herbs of this earth, so stay natural, get away from processed foods, prayer, and letting the elders lay hands on you and pray for you. Hopefully they're God-fearing Christian men, and then also a spirit of infirmity. And I wonder if this guy had a spirit in him, a demonic stronghold that then was just released. But let's play it.
An actual miracle caught on tape? This is not clickbait, all right? Check this out.
There is a man by the name of Dwayne Miller. Dwayne was a pastor. He loved to preach the word of God. He loved to sing hymns. He enjoyed that more than anything. He had a church in rural Texas, not far from where I currently live. And one day he fell ill, and a virus destroyed his vocal cords, destroyed his voice permanently.
His voice was reduced to a raspy whisper, and he felt like there was a hand on his throat all the time.
Well, he could no longer be a pastor because he can't speak. And so he lost his pastorate His insurance ran out. He tried jobs here and there that he didn't have to use his voice for, ran out of money. He went through a horrible suffering for 3 years. He was examined during that time by 63 physicians, including those at a Swiss symposium of the world's leading throat specialists. And the diagnosis was that that virus destroyed the nerves of his vocal cords, rendering them limp. And when he asked a doctor at this Swiss symposium of these world-leading throat specialists, he said, "What's my prognosis for recovery? The doctor looked at him and said, "Zero. Zero." Well, one day, his former church where he had been a Sunday school teacher years earlier, First Baptist Church of Houston, said to him, "Would you come, Dwayne, and speak to our Sunday school class?"
He said, "Well, I don't know how I could do that."
And they said, "Well, we love you, and we'll put up with, it's annoying, frankly, to hear you talk and try to talk, but we'll get a microphone on you, and we'll put up with it because we love you, and we want to hear you preach."
"Oh, okay, I'll try it."
So he comes to the Sunday school class one day, and his text was Psalm 103. The third verse of that psalm says this: "God heals all of your diseases." And as Dwayne said later, he said, "You know, with my tongue, I was saying, I still believe that God heals, but in my heart, I was screaming, why not me, Lord? Why not me?" So he went on to the next verse, which reads, "The Lord redeems your life from the pit." And he told his class, he said, "I have had, and you have had in times past, pit experiences." And as soon as he said the word pit, for the first time in 3 years, that choking sensation went away. And something else happened as well. But I'm going to let you hear it for yourself so you can be a witness to a miracle. Because guess what? They tape recorded that class. And so I want you to hear what happened as this man,
who could only talk like this for 3 years, who was told there's zero prognosis of recovery, who had a hand he felt on his throat for 3 years.
I want you to listen to this miracle take place. So let's play the tape.
So when the psalmist writes, "And he heals all of my diseases," let me say to you that I believe God still heals. That hasn't ended. That is not over. So the psalmist says, "I'm excited. Bless the Lord, O my soul." One of his benefits is he heals all of my diseases. And then in verse 4 he says, "And he redeems my life from the pit." Now I like that verse just a whole lot. I have had, and you have had in times past, pit experiences. We've all had times when our life seemed to be in a pit, in a grave. And we didn't have an answer for the pit we find ourselves in. And I don't understand this right now. I'm a bit overwhelmed at the moment. I'm not quite sure what to say or do. Sounds funny to say at a loss for words. Thank you, Lord. redeems my life from the pit and crowns me with love and compassion. He satisfies my desires with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. The Lord is compassionate and gracious. The Lord is slow to anger. The Lord is abounding in love. The Lord will not accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, that's mercy. Or repay us according to our iniquities, that's mercy. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us.
At that instant, at the very moment he's preaching about God's healing power, God healed his voice. Not just a little.
Check out Borax or Boron at globalhealing.com. Do your due diligence. The system, the man, doesn't want you really understanding these things. Check out and do your due diligence on MMS. The testimonials from people are quite amazing. The herbs of the earth for healing, prayer, fasting, doing deliverance, potentially for a spirit of iniquity. I've heard many, many testimonials. I actually had Pastor Larry tell me a testimonial where a non-believer, where he was living in Florida, came up to him, and somebody, this non-believer, had a family member that had cancer, and Pastor Larry said, well, I'll pray for him. And this person was very, very young. And this non-believer came back a year later, and he said, I just want to thank you for praying for this young person. They actually were able to beat cancer, and it was a miracle. And I want to thank you. And Pastor Larry's like, well, are you a believer now? You know, trying to save his soul. So it was just interesting, right? An atheist thanking a Christian for praying and saw a miracle. So hopefully this is a blessing. Please share this VCast. Sign up for our alerts at sjewellfire.com. And God bless.